NBA chatter. NBA chatter. NBA chatter. NBA chatter. NBA chatter. All right, welcome to NBA chatter, the only podcast that makes you say, that was okay, I guess. I'm your host, Justin Kohler, coming to you all the way from the Netherlands. Now, you may be asking yourself, hey, Justin, what makes you so qualified to do an NBA podcast overseas? And the answer is I am absolutely not qualified to do this. I have never once played basketball competitively, and I've only watched the NBA now for like a couple of years. I have no prior knowledge of it whatsoever, and it will be quite evident from what I say. But what I do have, ladies and gentlemen, is I have passion for the sport, I have an NBA app on my phone that tells me the scores, and I have played NBA 2K all the way from NBA 2K15. So I'm not exactly an expert, but I am pretty well-versed in the art of basketball.
Ooh.
Personally, myself, I am a loud and proud Los Angeles Lakers bandwagon fan. Since LeBron moved there and Anthony Davis, two of my favorite players of all time, no problem supporting the purple and gold. What a franchise, and I cannot wait till they win the 2020 NBA championship. Couple more things about me. I have a couple favorite players who are currently playing and those from the past. My favorite players are LeBron James, of course, Anthony Davis, of course. We've got Steve Nash from the Suns, two-time MVP. Tracy McGrady, whenever him and Vince Carter were playing together, that was pretty cool. And then I really like Trae Young. I don't know. Yeah, it's just something about the way he plays. Pretty much everything you need to know about this podcast. Next week, we're going to be doing an interview. I got a couple topics for that. We're going to be talking NBA All-Star Weekend, which is coming up, where the best of the best go toe-to-toe. We got the three-point contest, got the dunk contest. Those are both always really, honestly, one of my favorite parts of the weekend. Another interesting thing, I'd like to really discuss how many three-pointers I could realistically make in that competition. And I think I could break two. But anyway, we're going to have somebody on. We'll talk about it. We'll really dissect the three-point contest. We've got the dunk contest. I personally cannot dunk and have not even ever come close. It's Saturday night. It's going to be a good night. I know I'll probably be staying up till, well, I'm in the Netherlands, so it's probably going to be about 5 a.m. whenever they're showing it in the U.S. You know, you get used to it. So we'll discuss who's going to win that, who's coming home with the trophy, all that good stuff. We'll really dissect All-Star Weekend piece by piece and make the most of it. So this has been the intro to the NBA Chatter Podcast, the only podcast, the only NBA podcast that makes you think, that was okay, I guess. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.
Spencer Dinwiddie. You don't need to read the rest. Okay. It's already over. It's going to be Jason Tatum.
Okay.
And I'll let you know why, because he's from St. Louis. That's why.
That's the only reason. I don't think I've told our...
He's also a very talented player, but he is from St. Louis.
NBA chatter. NBA chatter. NBA chatter. NBA chatter. NBA chatter. All right, welcome to NBA chatter, the only NBA podcast that makes you say, that was okay, I guess. So today we've got a very special episode for you. We've got an local NBA expert.
Local NBA expert. Huh?
Matt Amick. Matt, how are we doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's bright and early at 11:15 a.m. on a Tuesday. We're in the booth feeling good. We're going to be talking all things NBA all the way from the Netherlands. It's very windy today.
Yeah,
but extremely. Anyway, why don't we start? Matt, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm from St. Louis. I go to Webster home campus. I watch a very minimal amount of NBA, but I know a little bit. I'm excited to chat it up.
Okay. All right. So I want you to tell me what little you know about the NBA. Start with, your favorite player and maybe your favorite team and why they're your favorite player.
You know, I think my favorite player now is Ja Morant. It's got to be. He's a rookie, if any listeners don't know. He's a rookie, and he's very exciting to watch. If I had to pick a favorite team, I would probably say the Lakers, because I'm a LeBron fan. I know that sounds very bandwagon-y, but I appreciate greatness.
So, as you know from my constant bantering, NBA All-Star Weekend is this weekend. So we've got a couple things here. We've got the three-point contest, the dunk contest, the skills challenge, and the actual All-Star game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to read you off the contestants of each event, and I want you to tell me who you think is going to win.
Okay.
Okay? All right, now give me a second to look up the rosters. Have you ever seen the Taco Bell skills competition?
I have.
Okay, so you know what it entails.
A little bit.
So let me read you off these names, and you can let me know who you think is going to be the winner and why.
Okay.
Okay, we got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Domantas Sabonis, Pascal Siakam, Jason Tatum, returning champion.
Mm.
Okay, so we got Chris Middleton, Spencer
Dinwiddie.
You don't
need to read the rest. Okay. It's already over. It's going to be Jason Tatum.
Okay.
And I'll let you know why, because he's from St. Louis. That's why.
That's the only reason. I don't think I've told our...
He's also a very talented player, but he is from St. Louis, and you know what they say, winners come from St. Louis.
That's right, they do. What do you think you could rank out of these eight players in the skills competition?
Like
you,
me?
Yeah.
Myself?
Yeah.
Eighth player.
Ninth.
If I'm an addition, then I'm going to be
break,
ninth.
You could beat any of them?
I don't think I could beat any of them. Those are professional basketball players.
All right.
Actually, let me see again. Oh, I could 110% place higher than Patrick Beverley. I want that on record.
That is good to hear. I hate Patrick Beverley with a passion. Okay, so then we got the Mountain Dew three-point contest.
Okay.
All right, so we got Davis Bertans. I guess he just started shooting well. We got Devontae Graham, Joe Harris, returning champion, Buddy Hield. We got Zach LaVine, Damian Lillard, Duncan Robinson, and Trae Young. I don't know much about Duncan Robinson or Davis Bertans, but who do you think's winning it and why?
Damian Lillard is shooting well right now. Buddy Hield also just set a record for quickest to a certain amount of three-pointers. I forget what the number was, but he broke Steph Curry's record.
Really?
I forget what that record was now that I think about it, but I'd probably either go with Buddy Hield or Damian Lillard.
Interesting. I think I'm going to go with Trae Young. AT&T slam dunk competition.
Okay.
You got Pat Connington, Dwight Howard, Aaron Gordon, and Derrick Jones Jr. Who do you fancy to take home the hardware?
I think I'm going to go with Aaron Gordon. He's got unbelievable bounce. What can I say?
He is quite an athlete, and who could forget the greatest dunk contest of all time? Not more than 4 years ago.
True.
Or 3 years ago, I guess it was. Aaron Gordon and Zach LaVine. Literally, it was probably the greatest thing I've ever seen
on live
television.
Trading blows.
Unbelievable.
Blows.
It was crazy. Okay, so we've got the All-Star game now. Because I want your take of each team, because these teams were drafted. They weren't just picked by the association. The captains of the teams picked their own teammates.
Mm-hmm.
And I want, who do you think's going to win? And who do you think is going to be the MVP?
Well, I think if both teams were trying at their absolute hardest, it would be Team LeBron. Now, that will most likely not happen because this is the NBA All-Star game. But I still think Team LeBron is going to win because, honestly, Giannis's picks were god-awful. He just seemed to be favoring second-tier players when first-tier players were available.
Could not agree more. Last thing, who do you think is going to be the MVP?
Ooh, the MVP, I forgot. I'll probably go with LeBron just because he's the captain of the team and he'll most likely be dishing out a bunch of assists, scoring a bunch of points. You know how it is.
Okay, last question for the podcast.
Okay.
How many three-pointers do you think you could hit in the three-point contest?
How many shots do they get?
I think it's like...
25?
Yeah.
25. I bet I could hit... But I could hit a solid six.
Six of 25.
But I could hit six of them. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm more of an in the paint kind of guy.
Okay.
But yeah.
That's fair. All right. Well, that'll do it for this week's episode of NBA Chatter, the only NBA podcast that makes you say, that was okay, I guess. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.
45 at the half.